Ladies and gentlemen, this is Joy. And here you are.
Thank you, Lee.
Good. I'll come over.
Okay. How y'all doing? That is my Marilyn Harper impersonation. It's true. She is the Bette Midler of the spiritual world, we like to say. I met Marilyn 9 years ago now, and our story is a complete story of synchronicity. There's no reason why the two of us would ever have met. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I was a marketing executive at the time, and I had just experienced a walk-in. If any of you know what that means, if you don't, come back to the table and I'll explain it to you. But during that process, I thought I wanted to buy a motorhome, and I went to look to a 3-day sale. I mean, it was just an amazing synchronicity. And I met the woman who opened Marilyn up to channeling Adironda. And she leaned forward in her chair, a lot like Adironda does, and said to me, "You need to call Marilyn Harper." And so I did, and the rest is history. We started working together. I have to remember what my slides are. Can I share a quick little story with you? Marilyn and I, we started working together, and as in some ways we're exactly alike, and in most ways we're exactly opposite. And we were driving up the coast of California to an event. This was like the first or second event I had done with her, the second or third event I had done with her. Driving up the coast of California, and we got into a very heated conversation about business. And we stopped talking to each other, just driving along. And the tension between us was so thick that I pulled off the highway at the next exit, and we both jumped out of the car, and we went our own way. And when we came back to the car, we realized that we had parked underneath this sign. And that's when I learned that Spirit has a great sense of humor. And I also learned at that point that Adironda refers to me as the joy and to Marilyn as the vessel. And I knew at that moment that we would be, if we didn't tell the stories of the things that we go through, they would tell them anyway. So we came together, we became Adironda and Company. Adironda's messages are actually pretty simple. They told me in the beginning that the reason they're here is because the people of the planet just weren't getting it quickly enough. They said that they are actually missed, and that they are a council of beings that had once walked the planet. And what they want you to know, I'll tell you a little bit more about them in a minute, but what they want you to know is simply that happiness is a choice. I love this image because this is so Adironda. It's like you got third place, yay, right? Next time you'll get first. And this is kind of what we do. Is our mission is to get everybody in the complaint line over to the gratitude line. It's that simple. And now that you know, you also get to do that too, because anyone who comes into the energy of Adironda is also becoming a person who is spreading those messages on the planet as well. Adironda says, this is one of their quotes that they use quite often, is be the love you are. The members of the council, as I said, are mostly masters that had walked the planet. And let's see if I can remember the ones that are there. Sekhmet. Oh, Sekhmet is the one who uses the swords. So if you haven't seen Adironda, if you haven't seen Marilyn use the swords, that's actually Sekhmet. And we learned that when we went to Egypt last time with Lee and Monica and Elon. We realized that it was actually Sekhmet that was using the swords. Also, Isis is on the temple, Ra, Lord Buddha, Babaji, the archangels, Mary, Mother Mary, Raphael. I always get those two mixed up. Saint Germain. That's why I don't do the channeling. I love this photo here, because this was a highlight of, I think, both of our lives, but especially Marilyn. This was when we were in Egypt, and Marilyn is channeling Isis in the Temple of Isis. It was a very special occasion. And also, we went to Israel a few years back, and that's when Yeshua started really coming through on the council quite a bit. And I love what Yeshua says. Where would the world be today had I not accepted my mission? And that's really what Adaronda wants you to think about too, is we're all here for a mission. We're all here for a special purpose that only we can do. And it's really important that we figure out what that is and we do it. So now I'm going to bring Marilyn forward, and she's going to bring out the Selenite swords. And if you've never seen this before, don't worry. We've never lost anyone to the swords yet. Just sit still and breathe and watch the difference between Adaronda and Sekhmet. Adaronda's from the 17th dimension. They came into Marilyn after she had not been present in her body for quite a while. She'll tell you more about that. In fact, if you're coming on Monday, you'll hear a lot more about that. They represent a council of masters that once walked the planet, and more recently, the galactics have begun coming through with some special messages. So now, the star of a sitcom in some galaxy far, far away, Marilyn Harper.
How y'all doing? Now I have taken my big shoes off, just because I have new shoes, and I realize that Adaronda always kicks my shoes off when I do the swords, and they don't kick off. So now you know my true height, which is the same height as most munchkins. Somebody asked a question earlier about the how to channel class and what we do. We help you distinguish the difference between your imagination, the ego, your higher self, how to channel. And we have a very step-by-step approach to it. It's lots of fun, interactive. Everybody channels by the end of the day. Too much fun. I just want to make sure you're all listening. So let me just take a deep breath and get out of the way. Ah, so it is good day to you again, huh? We are here working our way towards the energy of light. Oh, wait, you are the light. We are right here together. Do you ever feel like this, huh? Maybe? Like you are standing out on the edge of the cliff, huh? We asked the vessel Marilyn to put some pictures up so we could talk about them. Does anyone else feel like this? You see, she's not afraid. That is who you are. You are the ones that are on the edge of the cliff, standing on the edge, ready to jump, ready to leap, knowing that your foundation will appear, yes? And as your foundation appears, then that is where the choices come in. You have the choices of either feeling like this, huh? Do you ever feel like that? No, not you. Your friends do, but not you. Of course not. Sometimes the energy gets so big and so much, and we feel that energy of overwhelm. We feel that energy of sort of discombobulation. We know that the chaos that is happening in the planet right now with Monsanto, with the pharmaceutical companies that are coming into integrity and are battling a bit with those companies that may not be quite in integrity, and the leaders of the planet, some are in integrity, some are not, yes? And that is all rearranging you, because you see, it is our belief that sometimes you have to go through that to get to that. And you see, that is where we are. That is where we're heading. We're flowing into that direction. We're flowing into that joy, into that innocence, into that understanding that all avenues of who you are now using absolutely everything. We have people ask us, well, what is my purpose? What am I here to do? What am I here to be? You are using every skill. you ever had, you ever learned to be who you are right now. Are you aware of that? So if as a child you learn to count change back, you use that somewhere in your world right now. If as a child you learn to compensate for the emotional upheaval of others, you're also using that right now. For your purpose, truly, take a deep breath, is to find your joy. Not this one. She is taken. But to find the joy that is within you. And then your destiny is to live that joy every single day. Can you imagine what the world would feel like if everyone on the planet were living their joy? They would feel like this. Do you know that that is possible? Hello? You do, yes. Yes, because you know it is possible, and you know that we are the ones we are waiting for. And you know that your community is all around you. You are forming your community. For you see, in that community, in that energy, there is strength in numbers. You know, the master said, where two or more are gathered, miracles happen. Dearly beloveds, yes, where two or more are gathered, that is true. But with one intention, the miracles become ordinary. For you are the miracle of life. You are bringing forth your heart with the courageousness of the lion, with the strength of the elephant, and the gentleness of the dove, to bring all that together. And that is what is happening for your planet, my planet, right now. I thank you for saying yes. Some may have thought that I did not have a choice. Everyone does. You also have that choice. You know you are magnificent. You know you are the next evolutionary step, as our friend Adironda calls it, the next evolutionary step of humanity. That is you. We wish for you to open your heart and just breathe that heart center in. For you see, that is what shifts humanity. Many people have said that I did. There are many before me who did as well. And there are many after me who shift this planet as well. I just ask for you to do your part. to acknowledge that joy that is possible, and therefore peace is here with you each. And I, as we work together, and for that I am grateful.
We love it when the masters come in, eh? For you see, in that energy, in that vibration, something shifts in your cellular body. Are you aware of that? If you're not, now you know, huh? And now we're going to shift it even further. We're going to hand that over to you. And we're going to bring in the selenite swords of light. They follow the intention of the user and the receiver. So our intention is to activate whatever you choose to have activated that is in your highest good and your highest joy. Our intention is also to deactivate anything that you're ready to just let go of. You understand? Trust yourself. If you do not trust you, who will? I ask you, step up to the plate. Step up to your task. I came thousands of years ago for you. We are honored you're still here. Your air is shifting this planet. Your light is becoming one with all that is. Your essence is being shared for all of humanity. Right now, and for that we are grateful, dearest beings of light. We are so, so grateful for you, for your choices,
for your love, for your laughter, for your joy, and your tears, and your open heart. We honor you. We love you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste. Give Marilyn a second. Marilyn's a trans channel, so she's not aware of what she says a few minutes afterwards, unlike Lee, who is aware of everything that he's saying. I just want to remind you that we have a workshop on Monday. It is so much fun, how to channel, and if you'd like to join us, you can sign up at our table. Thank you.